Tonight on TMSPM, a dog licked me and I don't know how I should feel about it.
Brian sells his soul for a soul.
Aaron Paul really knows how to turn on your Xbox.
Bitch, Han Solo done got hurt, yo.
You'll never guess where Crystal Metheny is from.
13 overlooked horror movies for your Friday the 13th.
Twitter time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream PM.
This is The Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. PM!
It's only 1 p.m., but it still counts.
Yeah, as long as we cross that 12:01 threshold. Really, as long as it's p.m. somewhere on our planet.
Yeah, I mean,
where somebody might listen to
it's
this.
It's p.m. for everybody, Pacific time and east.
Right.
And then
it's
in some
PM
parts.
In the United States of America.
Yeah, and in the UK, it's like perfect time for them to tune in. It's like 7 or 8 o'clock at night or something like that.
Mm.
What else are you doing on a
Super
Friday?
Super p.m.
Yeah. I mean, Terpster's on a plane, but that's different.
Mm.
He's flying on a jet plane.
Oh, is he? Is he flying to America?
Back from. He was at E3 all week.
Oh.
Yeah, he was there.
He's flying from America.
Today. I guess it is today.
It is today.
Anyway, we're here again to bring you another morning stream PM edition. It's Friday, June 13th, 2012. We moved it a day to accommodate a little switcheroo in the network yesterday, and it worked out just fine. And it's all brought to you by patreon.com/TMS, where you can go and support us. $1, $2, $5. Higher than that if you want, if you're really liking what you like. But imagine what $1 a month gets you. 20 plus episodes. No, more than that, because we do PM now. So 25 episodes, 24 episodes at least per month, and much more. Go check it out, patreon.com/TMS. It's how this episode of the week, the fifth episode of the week, is even possible at all.
That's right. If you can't give us your love, we'll certainly take your money.
Right? Right. So we have a couple of tales to tell you today. These are Friday tales, which means fresh off the press here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
from today's headlines.
I'll tell you mine first because it's real short.
Okay.
But I think it was kind of weird and funny and also kind of cute and also weird. So I'll explain it.
All right.
I went running today because I thought good day. Fridays are good because shows and things start later. So I can kind of dig in and do something else, like get a jog in or, you know, do something in the morning with the kids or something like that. So today I thought I'm going to go jog and I'm going to jog for 45 minutes. I'm going to go around the lake twice. I'm going to come home. It's going to feel great. Everything's good. And it's a Friday, which means there won't be a lot of other joggers out. It's not like Saturday or something. So it'll be like me and maybe a few other, you know, scrambled people here and there. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I go running. I go around the lake and there's a point where I go up a spiral kind of runway thing, ramp. It's like three times around like a corkscrew. And then I'm up on this bridge that crosses the lake.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. I've seen those.
Yeah, and they're it's really cool. So I get up there and I'm on the
pedestrian bridge. Yeah.
And I like the bridge because it moves with my running. I can feel it moving with me.
Oh God, really?
Yeah. A little bit.
Not something that Short Round would jump up and down on. No. And go, see, very safe. See, safe, no. Very safe.
No. He was not OSHA approved that Short Round.
Okay.
So I'm on the bridge and I'm just jogging across and I notice coming in my direction, a dude and a big gray dog. And I don't know what brand of dog or not brand, what breed is what the word I meant.
Sure.
Big, huge, knucklehead looking, thick brickhead dog.
Oh boy. Okay.
Some mix of something. It looked
like a Staffordshire Terrier.
Yes. Yes, bred to murder people, right? Right? So dude is pulling him up on the bridge, and I'm running past, and I'm doing the right, you know, I'm in the right lane. He's in the left lane. Just everyone knows their crowd awareness. We've all been trained. And this dog is straining against this guy trying to get to me. Long before I even pass them, it's straining to pull to the right because it wants to get over where I am. He's very curious about me. Now, he's not barking. He's not growling. There's nothing like that going on. Just steely-eyed. Pulling with all his might, and the guy's really yanking hard back on the leash to keep him on his side. So I'm thinking, curious dog, whatever. I've got an audiobook going. One of the Game of the Thrones books, the Fire and the Ice, you know.
Nice.
So
how are those to listen to, by the way?
They're great.
I don't want to do really, okay.
They're great. I like the reading them and I also like hearing them. It's Roy Dutrice is his name, who reads
Roy Dutrice.
And he's a super British man. super British man. What is his power? What does he do?
He can eat twice the amount of bland food as regular British man. Excelsior.
Higher rates of diverticulitis may occur. Anyway, so he's, yeah, he's really good. It's weird, though, hearing some of his vocalizations of certain characters when you're used to knowing what they look like in your head from the show.
Oh, please tell me at some point he goes, "You know nothing, Jon Snow."
It's a little bit bad like that. Like, it's kind of not great. His girl ones are bad. But you'd know him from a movie we saw. And it's old, like a seven. I can't remember the movie, but he's in one of our old film sack movies.
Really? What would you say his name was? Roy G.
Roy Dutrice. Roy, what'd you say?
Roy G. Biv.
No.
Roy Dutrice, Dotrice.
Yeah, like Dot Rice.
Oh, Dotrice?
Yeah.
Dot Rice. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, you know this guy. You've seen this guy, especially if you look at him.
Right? Wasn't he Baron Munchausen?
No, but he's a lot like
that. He just looks like Baron von Munchausen.
And he's old. He's 91. So he is up there, and I'm concerned about him not reading the sixth book. But he's been in a bunch of old, like, 70s stuff. He always plays some, like, evil scientist guy and that kind of thing. Yeah. I cannot remember the movie. But anyway, he's him doing girls is a little rough. It's a little rough. Anyway, point is not that. So I'm running down the thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's in my head going, "Jon Snow wondered if it was best for him to venture forth to the north of the thing." And he's doing his voice. And I'm trying not to pay attention to this giant dog head looking at me, and I'm jogging past him. And it gets past me. It never barked, but it got real close. And I thought, all right, I'm in the clear. And then out of nowhere, I feel the biggest, wettest tongue lick up the side of my calf.
Oh, nice.
Just go up the side, right, like all the way up the back of my calf.
So he's just out tasting joggers. Basically, it's a runner smorgasbord.
Yeah, and I hear him go, this is the best part. Guy goes, "Poutine!" And that was the name of the dog.
What, really?
Poutine. Now, maybe he said it different, or I heard it weird, but I swear I heard him call the dog Poutine. He goes, "Poutine, no!" And I went, "Oh, it's fine, it's fine." Meanwhile, my leg is a big wet. Right now, the hair is matted down on my leg on the back of my calf because I haven't showered yet. Anyway, that was weird.
Well, that dog makes his own gravy.
Yeah, he does. Anyway, I just thought that was a good time this morning. Oh, I enjoyed being licked randomly by some giant dog. But I'm not as interested in that as I am in what your adventure was like. What'd you do?
Yeah, that maybe took you, 45 minutes?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I'd forgotten. See, last time I bought a car was in August 2002, so 12 years ago.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, and I forgot about what an ordeal they make it. Yeah. So first of all, so I don't want to get all Seinfeld. What's the deal? So
it's the point of the reservation.
Yeah. The stuff that you have to fill out, there's so many, like, applications. What the heck? We live in the 21st century. Don't we live in the 20? It's the 21st century.
21st
now,
century.
Isn't it?
Yeah, 2014.
As of 2001? Okay.
Totally 21st century. This should be easier by now. I agree.
We can have a computer. I am handwriting my application information on a form that has been photocopied so many times that vertical lines aren't lined up correctly. They're like warped, like it was, you know, like somebody rolled this around a pencil and then photocopied it.
Yeah.
And rolled it. Oh my God. So.
It's worse than buying a house. It really is.
It really is. Yeah. And I get the tag team, two women, the team combo of Lauren and Tia, who are my car salesman specialists. So they work as a team. I asked them about that. I said, "Does everyone here work as a team?" No, just us. Like, okay. Mm. And why is that? Oh, we're best friends and we do this together and we've done this for the last 7 years. Like, okay, great. Yeah. So the sales team of Lauren and Tia. Lauren looks a little bit like Jennifer Lawrence with red hair.
Yeah.
With a lot more makeup.
Yeah.
And anyway, so they go through the whole process and it's like, all right, here's how much I've looked online. I've done my homework. I've even looked online on your site and gotten the e-price, quote unquote e-price, which is less than what your first offer is. So take this, and I don't say it like this, but come on, shimmy this back to your manager, play the game where you disappear from the room for a couple
hate
minutes.
It. Hate it.
And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, are they doing those cool tricks where they make you wait and there's like a slight buzzing in the fluorescent lamp above your head and the heat's maybe just a little higher than you'd prefer it to be. Mm-hmm. And like all these little tricks just to get you to,
kowtow to whatever you want to bend exactly. to their needs to totally give them Lundergaard power over you.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, you gonna go see the Beavers this weekend? Got any extra tickets?
Oh my gosh. I hate that so much. Everything you're describing is giving me gas right now. Just, I don't want to do it.
It is almost not worth, you know, I'll drive the damn Beetle.
Exactly.
So they disappear and then they come back and they give me this other thing and they're saying, well, we'll give you this much on your trade. I'm like, oh, no, that's not going to be nearly enough on my trade. And I said, go back to your manager. And they come back again when they do this. And so finally we come to an agreement and it's basically what I was saying I wanted to do right from the get-go. Well, and I guess they were just trying to whittle me down, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't break me,
no.
Scott Johnson.
No, you're unbreakable Brian Ibbett. That's your nickname.
Because I know. Right.
Yeah, I know.
So we go through the process, and then the whole thing, I'm not exaggerating when I say it took about 4 hours.
Wow.
4 hours of this. So
good gosh.
So the last stage of this is actually me getting in the car with the service manager, this really, really cool woman named Tree. And that was her name right there on her name is Tree King.
Yeah.
Which, right, exactly. Which, you know, makes me think, yeah, there's probably a business somewhere in the city named the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
So she comes up in the front seat and she's going to show me how to operate this giant iPad that's built into my console now.
Right, right.
I've got this big swipey buttons all over the place, shows me everything, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, that stuff's cool. A lot has changed since 2002. Let's put it that way.
It really has, yes. So Tree is showing me all this, and then Lauren and T are all they're sitting in the back seat. So it's all four of us sitting here in the car, air conditioning going while Tree goes through every single button on this thing. And I keep saying, oh, yeah, I got this. Yeah, this is cool. Okay, yeah, sure. I know. I use an iPad. I know how this works.
Right, right.
So she said, well, all right, well, let's hook it up to your phone. I'm like, all right, cool. She says, all right, so hit the settings and then go into your Bluetooth and connect it and pair it up and blah, blah, blah. And then she says, all right, we'll hit media. And what it's going to do is it's going to start playing your phone.
All right.
And at this point, I'm thinking, what was the last thing I was listening to in iTunes on my phone?
Oh, awesome. It's just going to kick him with whatever.
It's just going to kick in.
Oh, I love where this is going.
And sure enough, bird! Dr. Dre featuring Eminem. I can't remember the name of this song, but it is so laden with bitch and the N-word and the F-word. And
oh, that's awesome, dude.
And Tree looks over at me. She's this African-American woman. She looks over at me and goes, Dr. Dre, very nice.
Great. Nicely done.
Sure enough, you know, as I'm driving out and that song ends, something like Harry Nilsson comes on right after that. Yeah.
The eclectic taste of Brian Ibbett come out.
Exactly, but it's like, oh my god, that's awesome. Things that could come up randomly on
that is maybe my favorite thing ever. This happens to me all the time, though. I'm always afraid to play whatever's on my playlist with somebody like, yeah. Oh, try it out, put it in the car. Yeah. I'm like, nah, I don't remember what podcast is up and if it's
that's
appropriate.
Right. Savage Love with
oh, geez, can you imagine that?
But I'm cringing because it's like, all right, yeah, I could have sworn he just said bitch about four times and I'm in a car with three other women. This is going to go really well.
Perfect. Yeah. Let the misogyny fly. Wow. But you're good now. You got it.
I am good now. I've got the car. It is in my possession.
I've seen photo proof. It's in your garage.
It is in my garage. Yeah. And I ended up not even trading in the Covermobile. So I still have the Volkswagen. There was a... there's a sensor light that's on the dashboard that my repair guys up in Boulder say, oh yeah, that's nothing. If we take off the dashboard, we can fix that. It's just contacts that need to be cleaned off. Well, to the dealership, it's like, oh no, that's a good $3,000 off of your trade-in value. It's like, okay, yeah, I'll take that back with me. Thanks. Yeah.
We like the CarMax over here because their whole basis is come in here, one price, no haggling, just get the hell out of here. It's a little more drive up and fast food, this car.
It really is. Yeah. And that's what I've heard from a lot of people. It's the Chipotle of car dealerships.
It is. And the cars are good and they're all certified and all that stuff is good. And the problem is some customers, they'd like this. They want to go in and haggle, you know? So I have a friend who worked at CarMax. He says that was the biggest problem there is there would be people coming in prepared to haggle till their death. And we're like, no, we just, this is the price. Well, can I get you lower than that? I'm like, no, this is it. You can buy what you want to buy. So you can't, it's like you can't satisfy everybody, right? Like you and I just want to go in, just have an honest, straight over experience like you would any retail kind of experience. Let's make this like the Apple store. Have a little portable thing to run my card and everything. Let's just get the hell out of here. That would be great. Let's have a great customer experience. It's like dealerships are trapped in an old way of thinking.
They really are. It's like the world that time forgot. You know, it doesn't feel like a process that's been updated in the last 20 years.
And I got to wonder why. Like, there must be a reason why. Why have they resisted that? Is it because dealerships rely so much on that nickel and diming that it can't go away? They can't afford to have it go away? Or is it some other cultural thing? I don't know. Like, in general, just everything about cars, I feel like, is 20 years behind everything else business-wise.
Yeah. Now, judging by the rest of the dealers, Lauren and Tia excluded, I think there's a lot of guys there who have been doing this for 25, 30 years. And if they were to try to introduce some sort of new method of, hey, why don't we just be honest and straightforward with the customer? Then we'd see these guys dissolve into a pile of polyester clothes and goo on the floor.
Well, I know that traditional dealerships hate CarMax. CarMax is kind of kicking their A.
Yeah.
So
be nice if that becomes the new trend.
I agree. So anybody out there, a dealer, anybody out there, a salesman at a car dealership, we'd love to hear from you as to why the hell you're in the Stone Ages when it comes to customer relations and why it's still this sneaky freaking, I can't do any of that. I hate it.
You want the undercoating, don't you? You got to get the $2,000 for the undercoating.
Now, Mr. Lundegaard, you told me clearly. Yeah, you don't want to have that conversation anymore.
Okay. Yeah, you're okay.
by the way, I just noticed that I am no longer able to chat. Oh, that's really weird. I'll put it in the chat room. I'm not able to chat in Skype anymore because my version's so old.
Oh, really? As you say, I'm not able to chat. I'll go ahead and put that in the chat
room. See you later, Brian. chat room, there's a photo there. It's mostly for Brian, but it's a Tumblr image of Roy Dotrice in actual Game of Thrones, the show, as he was the pyromancer. For the Battle of Blackwater. Okay. That was him.
Yeah, gotcha.
So in case you were worried about who we were looking at there, that's the guy. He's old.
He's old.
Another reminder that if you would like to enjoy the morning stream every morning and do it with a nice warm brew in your hands, why not do it with the Morning Brew? This is our branded coffee for the show. Available now at the Frog Pants store, frogpants.com/store. That's really that simple. And the Morning Brew is right there. You can get it in a couple of different versions, just the coffee by itself, or you can get a combination with a TMS mug, which there are plenty of those as well. And a lot of people seem to be doing that. So a nice deal, good stuff, good coffee. Everyone's happy. The Morning Brew at frogpants.com/store. Go check it out. All right. It's time for the evening news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the news.
It's brought to you by Investing Ideas, a closed group Facebook page where you can share research and ask questions. Whether you are new to investing and need help getting started, or you're experienced and you want a second opinion on a stock pick, just search Facebook for Investing Ideas and request to join today.
Seems all right.
Yeah.
Aaron Paul. You know Aaron Paul.
Come on, I do.
Give us your impression. Give it to us.
Listen, Mr. White, I'm not your bitch.
It's pretty good. Aaron Paul has an Xbox One commercial out currently.
Okay.
And it is accidentally turning on people's consoles.
This is like what happened to me with my PlayStation 4 every time someone on Deep Space Nine would say space station.
Yeah, and it would go and want to know what you're saying. Exactly. You have to have the camera for that to kick in on the Xboxes, at least thus far. They all have Kinect, so they're kind of screwed that way. So mine would never do that, my PS4, because I didn't get the camera. But this is happening. By the way, if you're a Plus member, go get Pixel Junk Shooter 1 and 2, the Ultimate whatever edition. It's crossplay, Vita and that, and it's great.
Look at you recommending a tower defense game.
No, that one's not. Pixel Isn't Junk one? Oh. Shooter? No, no, no.
Oh, that's right. There was another Pixel Junk one. That
yeah,
was the
Pixel Junk Monsters is the one you
Monsters, that's right.
And
okay.
I will not recommend them.
I was going to say, you're not a big fan of the tower defense game. Most of them, anyway.
Hate them. Yeah. Can't stand them. I can barely handle MOBAs, and I think I prefer Blizzard's take because those have tower defense in them. Mm-hmm. Just not a fan. Don't like it. Mm-hmm. Aaron Paul's Xbox commercial. So this Breaking Bad star, you may know him as Aaron Paul, inadvertently controlling users' Xboxes on new sets of TV ads. Commercials featuring Microsoft Corp's Xbox One began airing last week on June 5th, featuring Paul, who has two first names, who highlighted a number of features available on the console. Unfortunately, he also speaks a number of commands for the Xbox One, which have been picked up by television viewers. Kinect motion and voice sensors. Commands such as Xbox On and Xbox Play Titanfall. I hope people at home are listening to this out loud and they're totally turning on their Xboxes. We're among the commands spoken by Paul that would inadvertently trigger these consoles. So I'm going to play the commercial, the ad.
Okay.
Just taste of it here. I don't know how much of it I'll play, but...
Xbox One, reset to factory default, bitch.
That'd be awesome. Format C colon. It's only 30 seconds. Here we go. Let's try this out. All right.
After the role of a lifetime, I've been busy. Xbox On. So, I look forward to my downtime. Xbox, go to Titanfall. This is insane. Check this out. Xbox Snap TV. It does two things at once, so I can play games while I watch my favorite shows at the same time. Whoa! Xbox, record that. I just wish I had more time to play. Yo!
Oh my gosh, he says yo.
Holy cow.
Xbox One.
Yeah.
All right, if you listen to him, and he sounds like, with just hearing his voice and not seeing him,
yeah.
He sounds like a street George Clooney.
He totally does. Wait. Let me go back again. Hold on.
Yeah.
So, I look forward to my downtime.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Isn't that weird?
That's really weird. You're dead right about that.
Yeah.
Here's another troll.
Hey guys, in this video, the Master of Luck and Mr. Kotzler go into lobbies with the gamertag Xbox Sign Out on the Xbox One. Then we get people mad because usually when people get mad, they'll say your gamertag in rage. So when they say great. Xbox Sign Out, it'll bring them up to this screen. Now, some people will hit the sign out button because they're dumb, but most of the people will catch themselves and give us a good reaction. And if you
what
enjoy
is this?
The video,
so it's a video called Xbox One Trolling, and you can go. You make yourself, you name yourself Xbox One Sign Out. That's what you name yourself. So when people are mad at you in the game, like in Call of Duty or something, they'll go Xbox One Sign Out. Get out of it. Oh, shoot. And then they'll quit the game by accident.
That's nice.
And then the video
I
just
never make it through that whole video because my Xbox keeps turning off.
Here's another one. So here,
I want to say this guy's gamer tag, but it will end up signing me out.
Oh, Xbox signed out. Trapped me. No, I didn't mean to sign out.
How awesome is that?
Nice.
Anyway, that's going on. Harrison Ford, film and television star Harrison Ford, Han Solo. He got an earring.
Ian Jones.
A couple of earrings, I think.
Henry.
Yeah, Henry.
Regarding.
He's married to, what's her name? Allie McBeal.
Allie McBeal, yeah.
He's he got hurt. He got injured. Now, if you believe the British tabloid, you heard that he got crushed under the weight of a giant falling door. Didn't happen at all. They made that up. What happened, he's hurt his ankle, and everything's going to be fine. He was injured during the filming of the new episode of Star Wars and was taken to a hospital. This is according to Disney, who told the Hollywood Reporter this. Ford, who turns 72 next month, sustained an ankle injury during filming today on the set of Star Wars Episode 7. He was taken to a local hospital and received care. Shooting will continue as planned while he recuperates, according to Disney. Source told the Hollywood Reporter the actor was injured when hit by the hydraulic door of the Millennium Falcon. The legendary spaceship that his character Han Solo piloted in the original film. So the little opening door got him in
right,
the leg.
Right, the one that he runs up shooting and, yeah. His hip is okay though, right?
His hip's fine. Yeah.
Okay, as long as his hip is okay.
This is a guy who... nice. This is a guy who back in the Indiana Jones 1 days, Raiders of the Lost Ark, got diarrhea so bad that it almost killed him and dehydrated him. However, he kept filming and at one point filmed the iconic scene where the guy with the swords come up and do the fancy sword moves and then he just shoots him out of irritation.
Right.
That's because he was sick and they kept it. So he was strong then. Then jump to your Temple of Doom with the spiders and the blonde lady and the kid.
Alima!
Yeah. Shakti Day. Bring back to us. You know the one. So
bring back to us. Bring back our stone.
Bring back the stone. The Shankara stone. Bring back to us.
Keith Richards is looking old, but bring back the stones. Bring them to us.
So in that movie, he had a back, like the most horrible back problem, and filmed all the scenes anyway, and between scenes would just lay down and like and be in total pain and agony.
God.
So the guy is like a tough dude. He'll be past this and be fine.
Exactly.
It's just his ankle. Exactly. It's freaking Harrison effing Ford, man. But the whole
would have been great. The story would have been so much better if he broke his arm trying to retrieve his hat from a closing elevator door. Or
see, yeah, there's probably some stories we don't even know. So like here for example is the telegraph.co.uk. This is a tabloid newspaper in the United Kingdom, where the only unitedness is they're united in making ridiculous link bait headlines like the following. Harrison Ford tested for chest injuries after being crushed on Star Wars set.
Oh, geez.
Wow. You know why they do chest x-rays on a guy who's 72? Not because he got crushed. Right. It's because he's 72! It's standard-ass procedure. Right. That's what you want. You want that. Oh, gosh. Let's see if there's anything else they said. Spokesman for the... Yeah, later on they say, it was a minor ankle thing. But you didn't say that in your headline there, did you?
Right.
Jackasses.
I heard that J.J. Abrams said, maybe it was on Twitter or something, that they're continuing filming. So they're going to film some non-Han Solo parts while they...
Plenty of work to do. It's not like you can't, you know, everything stops. We're not doing anything till Harry gets back on the set. Anyway. Don't believe the British when they say things. And, all the response on Twitter from British fans was like, have you read our news lately? I mean, they all fully admit that it's a mess over there. They don't have journalism. They have jerkalism. Next up, Brian, I'm going to give you there's a little test for you.
Okay.
Where do you think a woman named Crystal Metheny is from? Where do you think she might be from?
Crystal Metheny. Well,
and it's her real name. This isn't a goof. This is an actual name.
It could be an Alaskan name. No, maybe not Alaskan. Yeah. Maybe from Oregon. Not Oregon. No. I don't know. Let's go out on a limb here and say Florida.
Beep, beep, beep. You are correct. Crystal Metheny, age 36, was arrested last month for shooting a missile into a vehicle. This according to
that's fantastic.
According to records from the Polk County Sheriff's Office in Florida, there should be noted that under Florida law, a missile can be defined as a stone or other hard substance. It could be anything. Like whatever. It's not like she had a shoulder mounted like
rocket
RPG
or something.
No. Let's see. So
great though. My name's Crystal Metheny, bitch.
I'd watch a whole movie.
I would, totally.
Crystal Metheny.
Crystal Metheny with a vengeance.
She's got to stop Mendoza. See, it even works with Mendoza. Right. Metheny was arrested in 2012 on marijuana charges, according to the Orlando Sentinel. Jezebel's Mark Schraber writes that she called the Polk County, County Sheriff's Office to confirm that this was Metheny's real name, not an alias. When he expressed his amazement over the moniker, the sheriff's office spokeswoman, identified only as Linda, told him, "Sir, this is Florida. We have a lot of interesting names here." I think that name is great.
Nice. Crystal. So there's other. Metheny. So there must be more Methanies, unless she actually changed her name.
I have met a Metheny. I met a Metheny, but it was a first name, and I've never met one that was matched up with Crystal in the name.
Yeah, there's a jazz guy, Pat Metheny, but it's pronounced Metheny.
But spelled the same.
I want to say maybe there's
change
an A.
I would change it too. Maybe it is. Maybe it's Metheny.
No, it is. It's spelled. It is spelled. Metheny. So it could be Crystal Metheny.
Yeah, it could be Crystal Metheny. It might be. Still, it's great. Crystal Metheny.
Right.
Squeery. Come on.
Squeery meeny.
Squeery meeny. That's fun to say, isn't it? What else we got? Oh, look at this here. Got you something here.
All right.
That's the 13th, Friday the 13th today.
It is.
Good Lord.
What a great day to buy a car, isn't it? Nothing. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing can go wrong. It's all going to go right. This is good news, I suppose, for people who believe in the Friday the 13th phenomenon, that it's a bad thing or something. 13. So we've got a list here of 13 overlooked horror movies on Netflix for Friday the 13th. Stuff you may not just jump to immediately. These are recommended by the HuffPo.
Okay.
Huffington right, Post. Do you know Arianna Huffington? She's kind of...
Yes, darling.
Yes. Oh, we have many horror movies for you today.
Scott, my little bubbaloo. We've got so many things that you can watch.
Did I ever tell you? I told you to watch that Jon Stewart interview. Did you ever watch that?
Yes.
Good Lord. Nuts.
Especially her, this weird tangent that she went on with men. Oh, what was it?
Yeah.
It was some statistic, and Jon Stewart just says, come on, where did that number come
and
from?
And she could never say.
She never
It
answered.
Doesn't matter. You're missing the point, darling.
Exactly.
She was so
Listen,
weird.
Jon Stewart, my little honeybee.
That was really, really weird. Anyway, here are 13 movies they say, not her specifically, but someone there says you should watch. Scream 2. They think it's campier and more fun than the original.
Sure.
I don't remember, but maybe they're right. Either. 1997 was the day or the year. That was a while ago now. The Snowtown Murders. This is some Australian deal about some serial killer in the country. All right.
Never even heard of it? Okay.
Let's see what the first part of the trailer's like. Just going to skip ahead here. Okay. All right. Some guys, some people, some kid here.
I'm John.
All right. Okay, that's boring. Next up, Shrooms.
Shrooms. This is a
2007
is a horror movie.
Yeah, it says shrooms aren't just hallucinogenic way to get to Bonnaroo. The 2007 film is about a bunch of American students and their Irish forest guide who try to find a bunch of shrooms, but then they're stalked by a serial killer. I shouldn't have taken these shrooms. Takes on a whole new meaning.
And we've I'm confirming right now that we've just added this to our film sack list.
It
right?
Sounds great. Shrooms, dude. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let the Right One In. That's actually a really good movie. Yeah.
Remember that one?
That's the Swedish one, though. Not the new one with the hit girl in it. Which is also good, I thought. They're both good. And one of them had more English, so a lot of you will probably do better there. Gothic, Way Before the Parent Trap.
Oh, I remember this.
Natasha Richardson starred as Mary Shelley in Ken Russell's Gothic, a fictional story based on Shelley's attempt at writing the horror story, Frankenstein. I don't know why I did that.
Because they had it in the notes.
I guess so.
That's why he did it.
There are drug-induced parlor games, creepy Lord Byron, and mad sexual fantasies. Mad!
A little critter running around in there, too. I picked this up, actually, the soundtrack, because Thomas Dolby did the soundtrack before I saw the movie.
Oh, all right.
And then I ended up seeing the movie, and it was like Gabriel Byrne.
86, it looks like?
Yeah, but there's this little monster critter that runs around. Oh, I remember it being really dull, actually.
Being boring? It doesn't look
very
good.
The soundtrack was good. I'm trying to look up to see if the soundtrack to confirm.
This might be good for us. Just saying. Unless it's real boring. If it's super boring, I don't want to watch it.
It was really boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't confirm that it was Thomas Dolby, but I'm pretty sure it was.
All right. Blinded me. Anyway. Yeah. What science? Oh, I just killed the link like an idiot. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I got this. Next up. It is very stressing. Next up, we got, we got a slow page. Okay, we got Gothic, we already talked about. Okay, yep. Okay. Moving down to Stitches. This is Clowns Are Creepy, and this clown Stitches is out for revenge when he returns from the dead to haunt a group of teenagers that made fun of him 6 years earlier. Main takeaway, be nice to clowns.
All right. That's a great picture, if nothing else. Yeah, just the awesome image that comes up on the trailer.
Yeah, I like his left eye. It looks like a cat's butthole.
It does. That's exactly what it looks like. Oh my god!
Like a cat's little bum.
Like a little pucker, little pinkish brown pucker for an eyeball.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Not good. Urban Legends Bloody Mary. This was I don't have a year here, but it was the final installment, third and final installment of the Urban Legends film. Apparently, this one's kind of fun. We got your American Scream documentary, not your classic. Oh, I love that movie.
It's the Halloween one. Yeah, the guys who have the haunted houses.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic, that documentary.
Yeah, it is. I don't know about it being a Friday. It's more of a thing you watch around Halloween than
I agree.
Something you'd watch for Friday the 13th.
Or just because you're interested in cool stuff. I thought that was great. The Craft from 1996, a brilliant stroke of campy teen horror, new to Netflix. The stars Robin Tooney, Firuza Balk.
Firuza Balk.
Nev Campbell and Rachel True. Rachel True.
Yeah.
Dangerous boyfriends die, bullies, hey, Christy Taylor, get a taste of their own medicine, and Campbell plays an ugly girl for half the movie. Great. Urban Legends Final Cut. Was she? Was she good?
Yeah. She was good.
Oh, on the airplane and stuff. I've not seen any of that, but I heard about what she was up to there.
She looks, you know, I was a big Party of Five fan back in the day. Mm-hmm. And talk about just looking better and better the older she gets. And Eva Campbell just looks amazing.
Holds up, man.
Yeah.
Urban Legends, they like the Final Cut. They also said Leprechaun, which is Jennifer Aniston in that one.
Oh, yeah.
So that could be fun. The Frozen. It's a snowmobile accident, leaves a couple stranded in the woods.
Not to be confused with the Let It Go movie, right?
Let it go. I've been stabbed.
Whatever you do, don't put this on for the kids and then leave the room.
Please don't stab me anymore. Yeah. All the words work. We Are Where We Are. Moody we are teenagers and cannibalism. All right. That's their number one here. Theme features very little gore. It will churn your stomach as the girls are forced to eat their way through missing people. Oh, man.
Oh, fabulous.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Into that.
We're adding that one to our Netflix list, too.
Right on. All right. With that, our list is done.
No, it's funny. It's like, you know, VHS, VHS 2. Seems like those would be great ones to watch for Friday the 13th.
You'd think.
Or maybe, I don't know, a Friday the 13th movie. Are there any?
any of those? Can we get Jason Voorhees all up in this? Biatch. All right, that's it for that. Let's take a break with some music. When we come back, we've got your questions via Twitter. Can't wait for those. Before all that, Brian, what are we hearing?
Well, you know, we got to do the request here as well. And this one says, Dear Schooner and Barge, my birthday is Friday the 13th, so I'm wondering if I can get a song on one of the Thursday shows. Dude, I'm doing even better than that. Yeah. On your birthday.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Highlander TV show on Netflix a lot lately, so my request is for a Queen cover. Anything a cappella or old-timey sounding, please. Row the boat, though. Justin.
Old-timey, like...
Dude, you don't know how right on the money you are with that impersonation right there. That is exactly what you're about to hear.
Like that? All right.
Yes.
Like Bane.
Like Bane, right. Your punishment will be severe.
Yeah, exactly.
This is from Max Rob. And if anyone's familiar with Max Rob, they know what they're in for. This is a German guy who's been leading the Palast Orchestra for a while. And they do a mix of, you know, straight ahead classical music, but then they also throw in these pop hits as well.
All right.
And it's done in kind of this 1930s. style, I don't know, maybe a little bit of swing thrown in there.
Sure.
You know,
1930. Sorry, I had to play it.
Exactly. Yeah. This is from his album Super Hits, his tongue-in-cheek title. It is Queen's We Will Rock You, covered right here by Max Rob and Palast Orchestra.
Awesome. We'll be back in a minute with your Twitter questions. Stay tuned.
The street gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, your big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing we will rock you,
we will rock you,
we will rock you. Take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, your big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place, singing we will rock you,
we will rock you,
we will rock you,
we will rock you,
we will rock you, singing we will rock you,
we will rock you.
All
Body or an old man, poor man, bleeding with the eyes, gonna make you some peace someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Somebody better put you back into your place.
I'm not gonna lie, that might be one of my favorite covers we've ever done. Because that is great? Redonkulous, man. I like that a lot. Nicely done. Yeah, I like that whole. I don't know. There's something about that that's creepy in a weird way. Right. Like I never listened to it seriously. It's all very ironically, like half the soundtrack in BioShock Infinite's like that.
Right. Well, he's just got such a bizarre voice. So
really weird. Anyway, nicely done.
Nice.
I like
Thank
that
you.
A lot. All right, it's time for a little, let's see your business.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Sure.
I love Big Bird.
I do too, I love Big Bird.
Life's a joke, shit bird!
Birdman! All right, gosh.
Wow.
That's just out of control.
Every soundboard item with the word bird.
I found another link while we were talking about those movies that is interesting. The eight movies from the last 15 years that are superpower overrated. The Hurt Locker, they think, is overrated.
Super power overrated?
I think they just mean super overrated. Oh, they didn't say power. They just said super overrated. You're right.
Okay.
I put the word power in there. Why?
Because you're power!
The Hurt Locker, they don't think is as good as everyone says. Hmm. Blue is the warmest color from 2013. I don't even know what that is.
No.
Gravity, people don't think is very good.
Oh, poo on them.
I like Gravity. Know. The Matrix. I love The Matrix. The original is amazing.
It's some hipster snark fest. Yeah, these movies all suck, man. Yeah. They're not as good as, you know, the Kevin James. I'm trying to think of a Kevin James movie.
The Descendants. Drive. Paul Blart.
Paul Blart Mall Cop. That's exactly the one I was trying to remember.
Paul Blart Mall Cop. They have Avatar on here. You know what? Just go away, entertainment writer. What's your name? Who wrote this? Oh, this is one of those where they don't put the guy's name. It's just listed as The Huffington Post. Okay, great. Goodbye. Yeah. Here are our Twitter questions for today. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
If you had to live in a TV cartoon, asks Juan Nunez, for a month, Roger Rabbit style, so we'd be live action inside there.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Which one would it be and why? What do you say, Brian?
Josie and the Pussycats, for some reason, is coming to mind. I don't know why.
Oh, weird. Weird.
Should be self-explanatory. No, but it would be something like that. It would be one of those old Hanna-Barbera ones like Speed Buggy or Captain Caveman or... exactly.
Yep.
You know what? Let's just go Scooby-Doo. Okay. I want to drive the mystery machine and get that horrible pot smell out.
You have to wear a dickie. You do that.
Right. An ascot.
I'm going to go a tie between Yellow Submarine...
Oh, jeez.
Because that's, I used to think that
I
was
got your acid
thing.
Trip right there. Gee, mini Christmas.
Or Adventure Time. I think it'd be fun hanging around in. That'd be all right. No one seems to ever get permanently hurt in there. So I think that's where I'd go.
Sure.
Let's see. Where are we at here? Do either of you guys play much Hearthstone? If so, what's your favorite deck? I haven't played in a while, but when I do play, I play a Hunter deck and I win occasionally with it. I do okay. Mm-hmm. Brian, it's been a while for you, though.
It's been too long. I've even gotten it installed on my iPad, and I haven't played it since I installed it on my iPad. But when I did play, and I will get back into doing it as soon as Nerdtacular and the Secret Identity album are out the door, then I'll be back into it. I liked playing Rogue deck, and I liked the Starter Mage deck. It was, you know.
She's good.
Yeah.
Still good. Still a
great deck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, people don't think she's just tutorial throwaway. She holds out. She holds up. Courtney, that was from James Gerstner, by the way. Got one from Christina here who says, Where and how did Scott learn how to draw so good? He's really good. Oh, well, that's nice of you to say. It's just my whole life I've been drawing. I didn't go to one thing and suddenly I knew how to draw. I think it really just comes from drawing all the time. So mm-hmm. I go back 10 years and I hate everything I did.
But at least it got you to where you are now.
Yeah, it gets you where you're going.
There's definitely something to that. Like, keep a sketchbook around you all the time and just draw nonsense things. Draw a peanut, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Draw, you know, an old-timey spaceship, things like that. And don't try to make everything a...
an old-timey spaceship. I like
an old-timey
that.
Spaceship. You okay. know, like, a flying saucer with a little clear plastic globe on the top with a little alien in it. That's an old-timey spaceship.
No, you're right, it is. In my head, I was thinking... Our spaceships, like old timey. back in my day, our spaceships were round and had a bubble in the middle. No, I'm with you, Brian. And I also had a professor who said, I met him when I was in high school, who said if I drew an hour a day every day in a sketchbook, that I'd be as good as I wanted to be. Mm. And he was right. And it's the 10,000 hour rule. Just keep at it and draw all the time. And I even think people can start late and still be good. So
for sure,
That's that. Here's one. Are you following the World Cup, asked Sanjay E.R., something like that? Who do you think will win? Brian, are you following the
I am not the following World the World Cup. All right. I have a friend who does, though, and I have a friend who actually wanted to get time off from his brand new job to go watch the World Cup because he is such a big fan of it. And good on him, but I couldn't do it. I'll watch the recaps, but I'm not a big soccer guy, so it's you know, without the vuvuzela, really.
What's even the point, right? You've taken away the thing that really drew us in. actually, I live in a very, very pro soccer state, international football state. We have Real Salt Lake here, who does really well every year. They did great this season. Big stadium dedicated to soccer. Every kid here is raised on soccer. So I feel like I should be more into it than I am, but I'm not. But don't feel bad because I'm barely just tangentially aware that the Spurs and the Miami Heat are in the NBA finals. Like, I barely know what's going on in my own home sports. So football, I follow a little bit more. Baseball, I used to follow a lot more. Now I'm kind of off that too. I like hockey probably more than I pay attention to these other sports, so I'm more interested in that. The whole LA Kings, New York Rangers deal that was going down, that was more interesting to me than following anything else. So, don't feel bad. I don't even know what's going on in my own National Basketball Association right now.
Who I follow won last football night? When my team isn't choking in a nationally televised event.
Maybe the biggest one ever with the most eyeballs on any That'll televised
be that one.
Thing.
Right? Yeah, that one right there.
Yeah, I follow that, too. Here we go. We got more. A housewarming gift, weather station or telescope?
Wow.
It says James Bartholomew. I think I'd want a telescope.
I think so, too. Tina got me a telescope a few years ago as a birthday present. I love that thing.
What do you use it for? Do you spy on the weird neighbors with it?
No. Are you kidding? I can open a window and spy on the weird neighbors. Yeah. I think looking through the telescope to the next door neighbors will probably show me more things than I'd even want to look at.
Up close and personal, man.
Exactly. We look at the, when there's a really, really cool moon and we can kind of see, the crescent, but then you can kind of make out the things that are on one side of the crescent. It's really cool. I'd say I would go telescope also.
I would too. Weather station. Weather's going to happen whether you're there or not.
Right. Telescope. Your hand can be a weather station if you stick it out a window.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like my
science.
My head is a weather station. I get a headache when it's about to rain. I already got one.
Oh, there you go.
Carry it around with me everywhere I go. All right. Here's one I like. This is from Travis. Between Mario Kart 8 and Nintendo's E3 showing, are you guys going to get Wii U's? Love the show, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, we already know the answer for you.
I'm getting it today.
Are you really?
Yeah, I found this deal on Reddit. Not a deal, but not a trick either. It's just a method on Reddit to get the best possible deal. And the way it works is going to Target, doing a pre-order at Target for $1 for a game, it doesn't matter what. Then you automatically get $15 towards something. You get, and so at the end of the day, I should be spending under $300 and we'll end up with a brand new Wii U 32 gig with Mario Kart 8
with
and,
a game. Yeah.
And another game.
And the other game you bought originally. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a free download of, like, I'll probably get Wind Waker HD, probably, because I love that game.
You know, if you were to ask me this on a day that I didn't just buy a car, mm-hmm. I'd probably be right in line with you.
Hate those days. The day you buy a car, nothing else gets bought.
I know. It's like, oh, we're going out to dinner tonight. Oh, well, do we have
any Groupons? Can I have some bread and some rice?
Exactly. Yeah. Can I bring my own food and just sit in the corner and eat it?
Rob Bateman, maybe he goes by Bob, says, if you had to pick an arch villain that you'd have to fight all of your days, who would it be? I suppose it can be fictitious, too. It doesn't have to be one that already exists at Marvel or DC or something.
Do you have Adam Curry.
Ah, yes. The Curry at night is what he calls himself.
Curry.
You know he's got talent.
No, Richard Cheese probably would be my adversary if I had to have an adversary.
Okay, I like that you're relating it to us, though. I like that. So,
yeah. Oh, as opposed to like...
Yeah, like saying, I think it'd be Darth Vader or it'd be freaking, right. Dr. Doom. I don't.
The Shocker.
Yeah, the Shocker. Isn't that... Never mind.
That was a Spider-Man one. It was the guy who wore a big gold quilt.
Oh, he actually was he was a guy? Jeez.
Yeah, he was a guy.
All right.
He didn't really have any powers. He had things he put on his hands that sent out shocks. Come on.
Who would it be for me? I don't even know if I'm going to relate it to real life. Without actually calling out a name that would upset somebody. I don't have my own Richard Cheese, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Do I? No. I don't. I don't know who. I don't have a good one. I really don't. Oh, you know who would be?
Who's that?
Vice President.
Biden?
Joe Biden. He would be my arch nemesis my whole life. And he would just constantly be smiling and pointing at me going, and he would be like this evil guy. And I would fight
That's
him.
That's perfect.
Because he drives me up a wall. Take it easy, liberal fans of the show. This doesn't make me an arch conservative. I just don't like Joe Biden, right?
Right.
Screen went black. Oh, no, we're back. Okay. How about, skip down a little bit. Here we go. What film do you love as a kid, but after rewatching it as an adult, realize it's terrible? I love this question. This is from Patrick Schmaltz. And Brian, I can't wait to hear yours. What would you say there?
Well, I didn't really like it as a kid, so we can't use this week's film sack. I gotta think about this because
I loved it as a kid and I kind of still like it now, so that one won't work for me either.
Oh really? Oh yeah, god, I can't wait to talk about that in a couple.
You're gonna
days.
Be surprised. Yeah.
Loved as a kid and on rewatching,
and even if it just not terrible, but I'd say just doesn't hold up to your
just doesn't
to
hold
your memory.
Up yeah. I can't think of anything. I know there's stuff. There has to be stuff.
There's always stuff. I think
you know what? Return to Witch Mountain probably would do that.
Oh, probably, dude.
I love that movie as a kid.
I did too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. For me, probably Time Bandits, but I don't think it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't think it isn't as breathtakingly magical and weird as I thought it was as a kid.
Yeah.
I was completely just blown away by Time Bandits as a kid, and now I don't know so much. I saw it when we did Film Sack and I still liked it. Mm-hmm. But I think if I'd have seen it only as an adult, I probably wouldn't have nearly liked it as much as I liked it. So I think that's my answer.
That's
I know
answer.
There's more though, right? There's got to be more than that, but I can't
think
of them.
As soon as we hit stop on the recording, as soon as we hang up from Skype, I'll think of about eight more, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sarah, AKA Shoujo Beat.
Oh,
you know her.
Mm-hmm. She also drives a soul.
Co-hosted a show with you for a while.
She did.
She gave me a bunch of gold and took me out to Negrand once. Anyway, she's great. We love Sarah. She says, I'm serving on a jury panel for the first time in my life. Have either of you ever been chosen to serve on a panel during jury duty? I was asked, so I've had two invitations. Mm-hmm. One of them, I was all ready to go and was on our way down there. And I can't remember if we got a phone call or how we found out it got canceled or, the trial got pulled or something. Okay. So I ended up not having to do the preliminary thing.
Might have been
thing.
A similar situation to me, but you told me about your other.
And then the second one, I don't know if I should say this on the air. So the second one came as an invite that I saw the letter and knew what it was going to be for, but then got busy and was doing other things and we moved and it got in a box someplace and I never opened it. To this day, I don't know if I was being called to jury duty or not.
Really?
Yeah. Which is not good. You want to respond to that thing. You have a legal obligation. And I remember talking to somebody. How did this end up happening? I think I went and asked somebody, hey, what if I 5 years ago had a jury duty call thing and didn't respond to it? I was terrified, actually, because I thought I'd done something terrible. Because I just remembered it suddenly. I had a cold sweat. I'm like, oh, no, what have I done? And he said, oh, it happens all the time. Don't worry about it. It was a courthouse buddy. So
wow, good.
He says it happens. You don't want to try to do that, but people, yeah. You know, they lose it or it gets lost in the mail or whatever.
They don't come after you right away.
Yeah, you're not going to get the Secret Service at your door.
Right.
So anyway, those are my two jury experiences. Wow. How about you?
My two experiences. So again, I've had two times where I've been, where I've gotten the letter that says, hey, we're going to want you for jury duty. Here is your number. Call this phone number between the hours of blah and blah, and we'll tell you if you're going to be needed. And both times my number was just outside of the range that they said. So like it would be a range of 1,392 through 1,496. And I had 1,497 or something. I was like,
do you know what the cases were? You don't know, do you?
No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They imagine they don't tell you that ahead of time. So you say, ooh, this will be a good one. Let me do some research.
I always wanted to be that guy that would deadlock everybody.
Right, the one holdout.
Yep.
No.
Yep, and it pissed everybody off. All right, you guys, we all know he's guilty, so we can get out of here. Can we please have a raise of hands, and I'd be the holdout? Just because, not because I didn't agree.
Without a reasonable doubt. I have a reasonable doubt.
Exactly. I would totally be that guy in those movies. Let's do two more here.
Okay,
sure. We got one. Let's see. Here's one from Zach. He says, would you rather have a wood sliver in your eye... Oh, geez. For one day, it says no lasting damage. Or poop your pants on live TV.
Would I have to admit that I poop my pants? Or could I just go, sorry. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Oprah?
I think you would have... If you don't have to... If it's only for a day and no lasting damage, I think I may go with the wood sliver in my hand.
Really?
Head. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I'll be on Oprah's couch. I'll be sitting there with the ladies of the View.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right.
And then everyone would blame it on Whoopi because she always does that.
I'll blame Sharon Osbourne, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sharon.
Oh, Ozzy.
Oh, no. I pooped me pants.
It's a from me.
To me, I think the sliver, because the whole thing in public is just terrifying to me. I can't do that.
Yeah, I bet somebody could probably predict that was the decisions we would have chosen.
Yeah.
Like anything poop related, you're going to take the other option automatically.
Yes. Let's see. How about this one? Just a quick comment to you. This is thanks to Brian. First Aid Kit Band is my favorite band I've heard in a long time.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
Yeah. It's First Aid Kit, I guess, right?
First Aid Kit. Yep.
Let's see. Finally, skipping ahead here. Okay. To get it updated. Okay. Nope, that's not a question. All right, how about this one? Any big plans for meetups at BlizzCon? So, very likely. I mean,
Ice Cream Social.
Yeah, there'll be at least that, but there'll be something. We're going to have space.
There'll be something.
The Guild Hall will somehow assemble itself. I don't know what the plan is. The officers are working on stuff. I mean, I guarantee there will be something. At the very least, lots of meetings and hangouts and stuff at the Hilton and everything else, like always. Mm-hmm. So do not worry your little head, young Jedi Josh. We will be there. I like Josh. He's a nice guy. Nice kid. I met him and talked to him a lot there that year. Last year. Yeah, he's cool. That's it for your Twitter questions. If you guys want to participate all week long, you can ask questions that we can get to right here on the show by putting in the hashtag with your question, #TMSQuestions. That's TMS questions is the hashtag on Twitter. And make sure you send them in. You don't even have to follow us to do that. All you got to do is just put them in there.
Why aren't you following
us? Well, that's a good point, and we'd like to judge you now for that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you're going to go to the effort of writing questions, and you're not going to follow us? You don't care what we say any other time?
Definition of slacker ass right there.
Jeez. By the way, did you see the picture of the South Korean Spider-Man statue?
Yeah, with the wiener, with the boner. Yeah. I did. That is why I'm kind of beside myself. Why are they doing that? What is the point of that?
I don't know, but that's just fantastic.
I don't get it. Like,
yeah.
First of all, I'm sure it isn't even licensed, right? This is Spider-Man.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure that nobody from Marvel gave the thumbs up to that one,
or anything up, if you know what I mean.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's just horrifying. It's so anatomically extreme. Like,
right.
It's just this rigid wiener coming off of Spider-Man. Anyway,
that's poor use of PIM particles.
Oh, Hank Pym. Is there anything you can't ruin in the Marvel Universe? All right. I really enjoy Twitter time, so you guys, seriously, do it with us, and we'll look forward to having those each and every TMSPM, which is now over. We're done.
Wow.
That's right. Extra hour completed.
I had to use up that extra minute asking about the Spider-Man statue to get us to make sure that we didn't stop at 59 minutes.
No. Somebody would have called us on it. Yes. Yeah, we don't want that in our lives. But I am going to tell you that you can do more with this show and follow us more by going to frogpants.com/TMS. You can email us your emails for the rest of the week at themorningstream@gmail.com. Anything is welcome. Love, criticism, on anything in between. It's totally fine. Just a giant turd sandwich. We're welcoming
more
all
love
comers.
Than criticism.
Well, yeah, I mean, we prefer that. We'll take whatever the hell you got. Sure. On Twitter, follow Brian at Coverville. Follow me at Scott Johnson. And follow the show, because you know you want to, at Morning Stream. Let's get the hell out of here. Do you have a song?
I have one more song. One more song. Whoa. Uno mas.
Whoa.
The subject line is just the best. Says, "Hello, you are awesome. Please play a song for my husband's USAF BMT grad gift." So,
whoa. All right.
Let's get to the rest of the letter from Rebecca. "Hi, Scott and Brian. My husband and I only dated a short time before getting married. After a month of being married, he flew to Texas for Air Force basic training. The Morning Stream is something he shared with me and only me. Most places we would drive to, we would listen to you guys. After he left, I started listening on my own, and I enjoy the Morning Stream. You guys bring me closer to him, even though he's 1,500 miles away. Thank you so much."
Wow.
"Brian, could you please play a song for us? While it's not the most romantic song, it is the first song we bonded over. Please find a cover of Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. I'll see him for the first time in 2 months on June 13th. It would be amazing if you could play it on that day or before so I could give this to him as a graduation gift. Thank you so much. Sincerely, Rebecca Garrity." So, And I'm sure if he's already arrived and you guys haven't seen each other for 2 months, then it's going to be several hours before you get to this show.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Right.
How about a cover of Wrecking Ball by tangential friend of the show, Professor Shy Guy. We've never actually had him on our show, but he's been part of the Night Attack / NSFW team stuff for a while.
Oh, right. And, plays all the time for them. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. And I got to meet him at Dragon Con last year. Really, really cool guy. So Professor Shy Guy did this great cover of Wrecking Ball on his album Rhythm and Bloops. It is 8-bit cover. You're right. And it's Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball, and it goes like this.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Monday's a new show. Got a whole new week planned for you. Be here or be squeary. All right. That's it. Wrecking Ball. See you guys then.
Bye-bye.
We chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wrecked me. I knew that you were trouble when you walked in. Shame on me now. It slowly turned you. I should have let you in. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always love you.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Oh, higgledy piggledy.